This is the University of Nebraska President's Halftime Show. The University of Nebraska, focused on the future of our state and of our world. One university, four campuses, one Nebraska.
Welcome back to the Husker Sports Network studios. I'm Matt Cotney. At the half, Purdue leads Nebraska 21-9. Now let's go back to the Drive Sober broadcast booth in West Lafayette, Indiana. Here's Greg Sharp.
All right, thank you, Matt. Welcome now to our chat with Nebraska President Hank Bounds. Hope you had a good week. Fall setting in quite a bit. A lot of leaves falling off the trees, aren't they?
The weather's just awesome. We don't get this down south.
It's kind of nice and fun. Well, we're going to talk about a neat topic here. The University of Nebraska is such a big economic engine around the state. And last week, Hank, I saw that Nebraska was ranked in the top 10 nationally for business climate. Can you tell us about the university's role in helping to create that kind of a climate?
Absolutely. So a new report by the U.S. Chamber of Commerce Foundation ranked the top 10 states for economic performance, and Nebraska was ranked 9th in the nation for overall business climate. So that number is the result of things like economic performance, talent pipeline, entrepreneurship, and innovation, especially innovation in science, technology, engineering, and math. And I would argue that the University of Nebraska is a key driver in all of the areas I just mentioned.
You mentioned science, technology, engineering, math. STEM is another way it's referred to. Let's focus on that and tell me about how some of the other areas that Nebraska drives at.
Well, first of all, we educate and train the state's workforce. We foster innovation through research. We support Nebraska's entrepreneurial ecosystem. And we create economic impact through the faculty and staff we employ and the taxes paid by those employees. So that's just a few that really sort of come to mind, top of mind. There are many ways the University of Nebraska contributes to Nebraska's vitality and success. And if you think of the university and the state, Greg, the two are symbiotic. They're separate entities, but what happens to one affects the other.
Like a yin and a yang, right?
Absolutely. So that's a great way to describe it. The university is a key driver when it comes to innovation. And economists calculate that about 50% of the U.S. annual GDP growth is attributed to increases in innovation. So when innovation goes up, economic prosperity goes up. So let me give you a couple example of or specific examples of NU programs or initiatives that contribute to this effect. First, the Nebraska Business Development Center at UNO is one of those entities that provides training and services to help startups and entrepreneurs, to help them build and grow successful businesses. Unimed and New Tech Ventures, there are tech transfers. They're another example. They work with UNMC and UNL to bring faculty discoveries to the marketplace and commercialize inventions that are then developed at the University of Nebraska. In fact, UNMC just wrapped up iWeek, or Innovation Week, which recognized faculty, staff, and students who disclosed a new invention, received a patent, or licensed a technology. And that's just really great news for our state.
Absolutely. Let's educating students, it seems like that would be a big part of this, especially if we can get more of them to come and graduate, stay here, and work in Nebraska.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. I can't overemphasize educational attainment and the impact that that has on personal success and on our state as a success. So obviously the more affordable and accessible education is, the more students we can graduate and send into the workforce, and college educated workers grow the tax base. In fact, on average, a college grad makes about $1 million more dollars over the course of their lifetime than those who receive a high school diploma.
So the more money you make, the more impact you can make.
Right, and high-wage states have a well-educated workforce, and so you could say that investing in education is a path to increasing prosperity both for the individual and for the state of Nebraska.
Let's talk about economic impact, how that actually looks. How does the university grow business in this state?
So there, in my view, there are two ways to impact business volume. The first is direct spending for goods and services by the University of Nebraska, our employees, our students, our visitors, etc. And then the second is indirect spending. Businesses and individuals that receive direct payments from the university and then re-spend this money in Nebraska. So an example would be in 2013-14, UNMC, Nebraska Medicine, and affiliated entities generated $4.2 billion in economic impact through direct and indirect spending. That's $4.2 billion of impact generated in just 1 year.
Visiting Nebraska President Hank Bounds here at halftime. Sounds like the university has a lot of opportunity to make an impact and create change.
Absolutely. With more than 52,000 students, 16,000 employees, a $2.5 billion budget, I would say we have a very large opportunity. The university serves as a major driver in growing Nebraska's economy, but we also improve the health and well-being of our citizens. We enhance the cultural life of the state, and we provide opportunities for young people to change their lives through affordable, high-quality education that really goes far beyond a dollar amount. You really can't place a value on that type of investment in a young person.
All right, let's look ahead here. How do you plan to keep the momentum at the university going strong?
A couple ways. First, we have to focus on our priorities and resources. We have to pick areas where we can be a leader and make a real difference. Second, we have to pull together. One of the strengths of this university is that we have four very different campuses, a Big Ten institution, a metropolitan university, a residential undergraduate campus, and an academic health science center. That brings a unique set of offerings to the state. And third, we have to build partnerships with the learning community, with other organizations, with the private sector, and with state government so that we can continue to solve problems and grow Nebraska.
Well, wonderful news, and also the advancement of this down the road is exciting for the university. Great to see you. We'll be back at home next week.
Sounds good. I'm looking forward to going back to Lincoln and another week of football.
Absolutely. Great to see you. Hank Bounds with us here at halftime. Matt Coatney's back with more of the halftime coming up.
This is the University of Nebraska President's Halftime Show. The University of Nebraska, focused on the future of our state and of our world. One university, four campuses, one Nebraska. This is the Huskers.